This is HDN.
It's the Halifax Daily News, October 21st, Man Cold Edition.
Yes, the Man Cold Edition.
Yeah.
We're going to have Max Beat come in today.
No, I canceled it. I've got a man cold.
So instead, we're going to do that thing, that funny thing on the phone with the lady from Eastlink.
No funny things on the phone. It's a man cold. It's going to be 15 minutes of me telling you my symptoms.
Okay.
I'm stuffed. My neck hurts from coughing last night.
Must be meningitis.
Don't be saying that.
Don't be putting ideas into your head.
Anyway, so take it away, Lisa.
Okay. Starting off today with news that the Canadian Immigration Museum at Pier 21 is closing this week. And it's going to be closed for 6 months. They're undergoing some major renovations down there, and it's going to pretty much double in size when all is said and done. Don't know if they're bringing in, well, they must be bringing in some new exhibits if they're going to be doubling their size. But
I think my nose has doubled in size.
Will it reopen in May of 2015?
I hope it reopens soon.
Okay. Small Business Saturday, coming up this weekend, Saturday the 25th. That is the day to make sure you're, basically, you shop small biz and shop locally. Just if you're interested, hashtag shop small biz. They have a directory, and you can get, some free exposure and for your small business and find out about small businesses that are participating in town.
Be careful with any kind of exposure, because you could get sick.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, we were ready to hate this. We were ready to rally and cry and wave our signs and say this just won't do.
We were looking forward to it, actually.
But I don't think we'll be able to.
I had a rant all queued up.
I know. Report going to City Council today from city staff recommending the new off-leash dog park to replace Seaview. They are recommending a site on the mainland common as, they call it short-term compensation for decommissioning Africville Park. But they think that the fenced-in warm-up area of the common that's just south of the artificial turf fields can be ready for use as a dog park as requested by
December.
By December 31st. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say short-term, it's completely fenced in, so it will definitely fit the bill right now.
It's a lot bigger than the land that they originally proposed, just right beside Africville, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and a lot bigger than your average ball field, which is the other alternative that a lot of people use as dog parks in the off season.
Yeah.
The good news is that they're going to be adding some fencing to this mainland common park to enclose some forest nearby.
Great forest around that area. It's right up by the Canada Games Centre, right? Mm-hmm. Just behind it?
Exactly. So that means it'll be expanded in the spring of next year, which is great news.
So there's nothing for me to complain about. I'm sick, and I'm wanting to complain about something.
You want to whine about something.
City Council, you did a good job.
Other possibilities that are included in the report include Halifax West High School Field and Northcliffe Park among them, but the report kind of goes on to say that, you know what, they're not good for a replacement for Seaview now, but perhaps they could be considered as off-leash areas in the long term.
We don't just need one.
No, exactly.
We could have a whole bunch. It was neat, though, because they had all of the proposed areas, and they went systematically, one by one, talking about why they would not be a suitable substitute for what they had until they got to that park in the mainland commons, and that just seemed perfect.
Yep. The proposed site that was just east of the Africville or Seaview Park parking lot, it was deemed too small, it wasn't accessible enough. And
it was on the side of a cliff, practically. It was this big hill that went right into the harbor.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And basically too close to the historic site. Now, it noted, the report does, that virtually all of the 95 participants from across HRM that took part in surveys and the public meetings and whatnot, virtually all of them drove to Africville. And they felt that a replacement park didn't need to be in the same community.
Yeah, with the exception of people that lived in the Mont Blanc there.
Yeah.
Really, who lives anywhere near that area?
It's not a heavily,
and then you'd
heavy
have to
residential.
Cross Barrington Street to get down there. I mean, it was not accessible unless you had a car. So we were willing to move.
Mm-hmm.
We just, it wasn't the site that was wonderful for us. It was the fact that it was completely fenced in, and it was a large field with some trees and the whole bit.
Yeah, and the fact that it's going to be expanded in the spring to include sort of forested trails, that's going to be outstanding.
Well done, City Council. Good job.
Yeah, so I mean, this isn't a done deal, but this is the first step, and doesn't sound like it's going to get a lot of pushback, so hopefully this will be quickly dealt with.
It's not sacred land there on the mainland common?
Apparently not. Okay, apparently good. Not. Canadian Geographic Magazine is out with their Biggest and Best of Canada feature. It's, well, actually, it's a book. It's called Canadian Geographic Biggest and Best of Canada, 1,000 Facts and Figures. Mm. And basically, it's a compilation of the biggest and best that you will find in Canada, highlighting the tallest, the highest, the longest, all of the firsts, the world's bests, and whatnot.
Like our own Guinness Book of World Records?
Kind of.
The worst cold.
The worst man cold ever. Yeah, that's right. Things like Victoria, Canada's hottest major city, temperature-wise. Sunseekers, though, should head to Estevan, Saskatchewan, where Canada's, well, they call it Sunshine Capital. They average 2,540 hours of sunlight a year.
Except half of that is minus 40 degrees in the sun.
Yeah.
You got to remember that. Just because it's sunny doesn't mean that it's the Bahamas.
This is true. The longest pedestrian bridge in Canada is is in Outlook, Saskatchewan. And I didn't know this before, the longest downtown boardwalk, the 3.8-kilometer trail here in Halifax. So that was sort of the
Just along the waterfront, you mean?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Okay. So that was the only mention I could find of Halifax. I didn't scour the book cover to cover. But
look under oldest.
Yes, exactly.
Because back when they were making forts out west, we already had established parliament and stuff over in this part of the country. So I have a feeling oldest, a few Halifax things will come up.
Well, sounds like we're one step closer to free Wi-Fi service. I guess council today as well going to be looking at proposals for the Wi-Fi service. Remember, we were talking about this over the summer. They wanted to have a free wireless network in public spaces. And city staff have signed off on the recommendation that they send out for proposals to get a service provider for this venture.
Over the weekend, we were chatting with Councillor Steve Craig.
Yes.
At the Cobequid Walk, and he just came back from Germany, and he was doing some research while he was over there, looking at different Wi-Fi setups that the various areas had, and some of them had Wi-Fi where you registered, and then they would text you back with the code
so that
you could go on there. So they knew everybody who was on the Wi-Fi network, and you could only do it for a certain period of time, you know, to check the emails or to do whatever you wanted to, not just... You know, you walk around a building and there it is. Magically, Wi-Fi will appear every time you're there. At least they can keep track of who's on their Wi-Fi and that type of thing. So I do think that it's probably going to be controlled. It'll still be free Wi-Fi, but I have a feeling that they're looking at controlling it and not just having it a free-for-all.
Oh, for sure. And the initial idea has it available in downtown Dartmouth and Halifax starting next summer. Mm. And then they would expand to some further areas, including Spring Garden Road, Agricola Street, Gottigen Street, the Yonge Street, Quimple Road, Connaught Avenue area. And then eventually, within a couple of years, they would swing through the university sector to encompass St. Mary's, Dal, and King's. So
the universities should be doing that themselves. I mean, all that tuition that the students are paying, all that money that goes in there, I mean, they're supposed to be cutting edge. They were the first to have the internet in any city. It was always the universities that had it. You'd think that they would provide their students with their own Wi-Fi, and it shouldn't be the taxpayer of the city that provide the universities with Wi-Fi.
Good point. I wonder if there is, you know, some sort of university Wi-Fi service.
It probably is.
Yeah.
All you have to do is type in your student code or something, and it makes sense. And if there isn't, there will be sometime soon. I don't think that that's Halifax's problem.
No, that's true. But, you know, the buildings, I suppose, would be serviced by the universities. But, I mean, outside in those surrounding streets.
No, that would be provided by the university as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's available in all the buildings, they pretty much could encompass the entire university with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I guess so.
And if anybody could do it, it would be them.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
know more about computers. They're working on stuff that we're going to have in our grubby little hands in about 10 years.
That's right. If anybody can figure that shit out, it's going to be them.
Especially if it involves opening kegs, beer kegs, partying.
Yes. Crushing beer cans on your head.
Or getting your markup. Mm-hmm. You know, any of those things, then they're going to be cutting edge, first in line for. Sorry, I have a cold. Have I mentioned that?
Man cold.
Yeah, man cold. Did I tell you about that? Oh, I did? Okay.
Don't know if you know much about Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. I found out a little bit more about it today, and it's got quite the interesting history. It hasn't been around all that long. I think they're on Kennard Street in Halifax. And it was started by a husband and wife team who actually did a similar rescue mission out in Saskatchewan and packed up family and all their belongings into the back of the Toyota and decided to come to Halifax and opened up the Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. Basically, they are there to help the down and out. And they had Thanksgiving dinner for 350 people, which was just absolutely amazing. And now they are trying to raise some money through the Aviva plan. Have you heard about this now?
No.
Aviva grants are given out every year, and you can, I think they can get up to $5,000. Is it $5,000? Okay, thanks, Dexter. And all you have to do is vote online. So go to their website, Souls Harbor Rescue Mission, and they've got all the information there. You can vote every day for the next 2 weeks. And then, you know, share it with your friends and family on social media so they'll get more and more people to vote. And the more people, well, basically it's a popularity contest, as they say, because the most votes wins the grant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the Aviva grant program worked for the new organic local grocery store that just opened up on Gottesgen Street.
Yeah, the Carrot.
Yeah, that's how they got their money to open up. So Souls Harbor, they need a new kitchen for their rescue mission there. Basically, they're serving meals every day with just your standard family-sized stove and fridge, and you just can't feed 350 people a day on that. So again, if you want to vote for them, vote often, Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. Just Google them, find their website, and all the details are there.
We are going to book Max Speed in here. He was supposed to come in today, and
yes.
Nobody needed to see this.
Well, he has booked in.
Should I take a picture of this?
No, I don't think so.
Nobody needs to see this.
No, no.
Aren't you glad you married this?
Not even holding a cute dog will help save this. But no, he is booked in for next Tuesday. So
okay.
He's going to be on next Tuesday's show, guaranteed.
And as soon as I'm feeling better, I'll do that neat thing with the telephone for you. It's really cool.
Okay.
And hopefully they still have that. I have a feeling they're going to have that recording for quite a while.
Oh, God. Listen, if just my circle of friends and family are any indication, we still haven't gotten the hang of that dialing the 902 first. So, yeah, it'll be a while.
So that's it. An abbreviated, abridged, cut down version of the podcast because I have a man cold.
The hot toddy edition.
Good night. Yeah. Is that why I'm feeling like this? I thought it was the NyQuil I took, but maybe it's the hot toddies that you made me.
Could be. Maybe
it's the combination of both of those. Either way, oh, I've always wanted to do this. Get my microphone here. I'm out of here.
See you tomorrow.
Until then.